two rallies organized by Childcare Now Nova Scotia and by the environmental group Protect Our Southdale Wetlands Society took place in front of the Nova Scotia Legislature in Halifax on Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. The protest took place during the province's meeting to stop the implementation of a pay bump for its members that would raise annual salaries above $100,000. First, we interview Bobby Lynn Keating, the director of Peter Green Hall Children's Center, who has been an early childhood educator for 33 years. We discuss EC's job conditions and salaries, which Keating says is much lower in comparison to other professions.
All right, can you tell me your first name, last name, what do you do for the record?
Sure, so I'm Bobby Lynn Keating, and I've been an ECE for 28, actually, no, I've been at my current job for 28 years. I've been an ECE for 33. Currently, right now, I am actually the director of a child care center, but I spent many, many years as an ECE in the classroom.
And can you tell us what you're doing out here today?
Yeah, so this is all part of initiative that Child Care Now started, which is a group that advocates for early childhood educators. And this really is a culmination of 30 years of work where ECEs have always been underpaid. Childcare has always been done on the backs of early childhood educators, and they get paid nothing. You can't raise a family, rent an apartment, own a car, and eat on $15 an hour. It's unacceptable. So the framework that the government created, there was a compensation package. In that compensation package, it was to lower parent fees, which is wonderful, but there was also a compensation package in there to raise the ECE wages, benefits, sick leave, getting WCB coverage, all of that stuff. So that's why we're here today. The legislature had an emergency sitting and we wanted to be here to make sure that our voices were heard.
What do you hope this will accomplish, and in what time frame, I guess?
So the big thing about today is awareness, obviously, and advocacy. So there's a lot of people that aren't aware. Like, did you know that early childhood education centers do not have to provide WCB to their employees? They don't have to provide sick time. They don't have to provide vacation time. So lots of people during COVID, they might have been off, weren't able to work, they didn't get paid. So a lot of people don't know this stuff, and a lot of people don't know that in order to work in early childhood, you need to have like a two-year diploma program, and they get paid $15 an hour. You can have a degree, so a four-year university degree and a two-year ECE program, and you only get paid $19 an hour. Most people do not understand that ECEs are so underpaid. Their wages are poverty.
And you've been in this a long time. Do you think now, well, since that it hasn't changed over these past years, I guess, how do you think now is going to be different?
Yeah, so over my 30-year career, I saw a bump in 91. We had to do similar stuff like this, and then there was a province-wide shutdown of early childhood. And then I saw another change in early 2000s. So I'm hoping that now is the time. You know, the time is now. We're not going to stand for it anymore. Without child care centers, you won't have nurses, you won't have doctors, you won't have lawyers, you won't have grocery store clerks, you won't have people opening up stores, malls. We are the backbone to the economy. We are the backbone to everything else being open, and all the other sectors, they need access to quality childcare. So without us, if they don't start paying us what we're worth, those other sectors won't be able to survive either.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Eisner Cove Wetland is one of the last large untouched wetland areas in the Halifax Regional Municipality Urban Core, and it is home to many species of plants, animals, and birds. Bill Zabidi, president of Protect Our Southdale Wetland Society, said a development company wants to remove about 80 acres of wood for their housing project.
Where is Eisner Cove Wetland located, and why does it need protection?
Sure. Eisner Cove Wetland is located south to north from the other side of the Woodside Industrial Park to Gaston Road, and then from the Highway 111, the circumferential, to Clement Street in Dartmouth. It needs protection. There's a proposal called the Southdale Future Growth Node by Clayton Developments. They want to, the wetland and forest area is about 100 acres, and they want to remove probably close to 75, 80 acres of woods to build houses. And it's the wrong place to do it. There's many other empty spaces in Dartmouth where you wouldn't have to remove any trees. We're also very concerned that by removing those trees, you're going to disturb the carbon that's stored in the wetland. But we're also, in December, in the dead of night, the developer had a contractor come in with heavy machinery to clear a path of, we call it a logging road, but it was basically clear cut. And because of the trees being removed, we're already seeing what's called siltation, which is groundwater mixing with soft dirt, and it's flowing downhill. That will eventually get into the wetland, and we're very concerned that the ability of the wetland to do what it does, and that's act as a nutrient, act as a absorber of carbon, filtering our water, filtering our air. We're worried that that whole system is going to be destroyed by this development.
And what actions can the public take to prevent this? I see there's a protest going on today. What other actions is your organization taking?
Yeah, we've got a petition that's very active. Because it's now with the province, we had to redo our petition. We've got lawn signs. People can go to our website and email us. Our website is protecteisnerwetland.ca. They can request a sign. They can request a copy of the petition. We'd send it out to them, and they can get people to sign it in their neighborhood, send it back to us. One of the biggest issues that we have outside of the environmental part is democracy is being eroded. The Minister of Housing in March announced that the Housing Task Force, five unelected people, are making decisions on where housing is going to go. And by doing that, the minister took away our democratic right to have our voices heard. And so people can contact their MLAs and say, look, this is wrong. We need our democratic right returned to us. Yeah, so that's the type of thing people can do.
And how long have you been at this for?
This current phase, since January. But we've been fighting. There have been one, two, three other proposed developments back there, and we've fought all three of them. So I've been doing this since 2007.
And regarding this one, how has the feedback been? Have you received any feedback from the government or from the province?
Let's just say no. We've had a lot of people, both really active in the society and outside the society, send messages to the premier, to the minister, talking about what I just said, the democracy, the environment. But up until yesterday, somebody had sent a letter in 4 or 5 months ago. Up until yesterday, they didn't get a response. It's this type of protest, this type of action that's making this government pay attention. The responses I've been getting from the minister, how would I describe those? Cookie cutter responses. They're just form letters. I'm surprised they haven't blocked me on Twitter.
Is there anything else you would like to add about today's event or anything in general?
If people are interested in more, finding out more about us, check us out on our Facebook page, protecteisnerwetland.ca. Or you can check us out on Facebook or Twitter. The handle is the exact same, Protect Eisner Co. Wetland.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sarah Gouda, CKDU.